540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's mayor is going after President Trump following news of an investigation into Wisconsin's 2020 election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson criticized a report of the FBI looking to question one of Milwaukee County's top election officials. Johnson said Trump won Wisconsin in 2016 and 2024, but the 2020 election was clearly won by Joe Biden. He said deploying federal law enforcement to alter reality is outrageous. The Journal Sentinel reports FBI agents visited the home of Milwaukee County's elections director and left a business card. Four people were shot in separate incidents across Milwaukee Saturday. Police are now searching for the suspects in all of them. It started in the morning near 34th and West Mount Vernon when a 31-year-old man was shot and hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Later in the evening, a 54-year-old was shot near 53rd Street, a 17-year-old was wounded near 18th, and a 19-year-old arrived at a hospital with gunshot wounds from an unknown location. Police say investigations are ongoing. A major redevelopment plan for the former Midtown Walmart in Milwaukee is now on hold as questions grow about part of the project. Alderman Mark Chambers asked to remove the plan from today's Plan Commission agenda so more details can be shared with the public. The concern centers on a proposed data processing space inside the building, though city officials say it's not a large-scale data center. Developers say they'll provide more information before the project moves forward. What made Milwaukee famous is going away for good. The Pabst Brewing Company is ending production of the Schlitz brand. The Wisconsin Brewing Company is making one final batch using an old 1950s recipe, and local fans can celebrate with a last Schlitz on Earth party at Milwaukee Broadhouse locations. You can also pre-order the last batch online starting Saturday with the official tasting happening later in Verona. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Republicans gathered in the Dells this weekend as their state chair brushes off attempts to replace him. Brian Schimming says he's still around because he's got support from President Trump. Schimming tells Wiz Politics the Wisconsin GOP has proven it can win for Trump, which is why the president is backing him through recent challenges. That includes two failed pushes to vote him out after losses and money troubles. He says he remains upbeat about 2026, noting uncontested candidates for governor and attorney general and improving fundraising. A brown bat in Adams County has tested positive for rabies. Health officials are urging locals to make sure pets are vaccinated and to report suspicious animal behaviors to the health department. Rabies can be fatal if left untreated. The last rabies case in Adams County was reported in 2010. Wisconsin's five largest school districts are urging state leaders to reach a bipartisan deal on special education funding, saying the current system is falling short for students across the state. The supers from districts in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Racine, Kenosha, and Madison warn underfunding forces schools to cut into general budgets, impacting all students. Lawmakers have yet to finalize a compromise as budget pressures continue to grow. And a final barrel roll is coming for Schlitz Beer as the Pabst Brewing Company ends production of the historic brand. Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona is brewing one final 80-barrel batch using original 1950s-era recipes, with pre-orders opening Saturday and the beer becoming available June 27th. Fans can catch the final brew in person in Verona and enjoy a big tasting event there on June 27th. Milwaukee Brathouse is also hosting farewell parties later this month. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The first time these two rivals have faced each other this season. The Brewers coming off a 5-4 loss to the Twins in Minnesota on Sunday. Pat Murphy.
We're definitely in the game. We just didn't get the big hit with two outs. And again, like guys like Bowers, I mean, those two balls are out of most days at 105, and whatever the thing is usually homers. We hit some balls good and got nothing for it.
In Chicago, the Cubs lost to the White Sox 9-8. The White Sox taking that series 2-1. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
We couldn't get the third out of an inning. I think their first either 6 or 7 runs were with 2 outs. When you give up 9 runs, that's too many. We also left a lot of runs out there today.
NFL coach Sherm Lewis has died. Lewis was the offensive coordinator for Mike Holmgren when the Packers won Super Bowl 31 with Brett Favre. Sherm Lewis was 83. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few lingering morning thunderstorms and then another chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe. Our high today, close to 80. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.